The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good afternoon. I am William Farrow, host of this show, Because Justice Matters. You can listen to us here on LI News Radio, 103.9 FM, every Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock. Again, the show is called Because Justice Matters. I'm a lawyer. I'm the partner of the law firm Farrow, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar. We're located at 825 Veterans Highway in Hauppauge. I've been a law firm here in Long Island since 1989, with offices here in the city, here in Long Island and in New York City. We practice personal injury, criminal defense, real estate law. We're litigators, not the real estate lawyers, but the rest of us are litigators. We go to court. That's what we do every day. That's what we talk about on this show. We talk about what the firm does, the kind of areas of law that we practice, and just kind of practical stuff to kind of let you know what's going on out there, what's going on in the courts. As you know, there's a lot of cases. There's a lot of backlog in the courts these days, particularly out here in Riverhead and in Nassau, which are our main hubs for courthouses, Riverhead and Mineola. And that's where we practice a lot, and we're in the boroughs every day as well, Brooklyn and the Bronx and Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, and those courthouses are really jamming. Out here, you know, our administrative judges are really good. There's maybe the backlog's not as great. Maybe there's not as many cases. But our judiciary and the bar really moves cases along. So if you have a case and it's in court, it will take time. There's a process that you have to go through. Cases can take in litigation anywhere from 1 to 5 years. At our firm, we like to be aggressive. We like to push cases along as fast as we can. And the courts cooperate. They want to move cases as well. They don't want cases sitting on their docket. Today, I want to talk a little bit about our wheelhouse, which is personal injury, automobile accidents, construction accidents. I'm going to hone in on construction accidents a little bit. It's really important. We talk about it a lot. Every couple of weeks, I talk about construction accidents here, and people call and they ask specific questions. And, you know, the type of questions they ask are, you know, how am I protected? I have full coverage. I'm in a union, and I have full benefits. Who would I sue? I got hurt in this accident. How could I have a case? Or I'm not in a union. I'm a day laborer. I get picked up and I'm brought to these construction sites and I had an accident. It's one of the more dangerous jobs out there if you do manual labor is a construction worker. It's not the same as saying it's a dangerous job to be a police officer or a fireman or something, you know, of that nature. But you're working at elevations, you're working at heights, you're working on scaffolds. Our clients work on residential buildings, they work on commercial buildings, they work at municipalities, they work on the railroad. We represent people from every walk of life. And construction accidents are something that are really significant. And if you've been involved in a construction accident, you should know what your rights are. What are your rights? If you've been in an accident, it's a construction accident. It's a commercial property. You're entitled to a safe work environment. There's daily safety logs to get filled out. There's safety bins, safety lockers, which should have all of the safety equipment, whether it's goggles, whether it's belts or any other appropriate apparatus for the job that you're doing. And a construction site, and we've proven this on a number of cases throughout the state, doesn't merely mean that it's a building that's going up. We've proven that there are construction sites in a lot of different places. There are construction sites when you're building or preparing for a carnival. We've had cases of that nature, and you're building a stage for a concert. That's considered a construction site under the law. You're on an A-frame ladder. You're on a scaffold, or you're 100 feet up in the air, and you're on a belt, and you're injured because the general contractor didn't provide the proper safety apparatus, or a subcontractor left. Left some equipment behind and you tripped over the equipment, or somebody dropped something and it hit you. And usually the construction accidents we have, people are really badly injured. They sustain fractures. They sustain concussions. They have back surgery. You know, most of our construction cases involve surgery. Not everyone, though. We picked up a case recently in Westchester, and everybody told this man, you know, listen, it's a year. You didn't pursue a case. You don't have a case. And it was bad. He was, you know, he was hit by a construction truck while he was on a construction site. And he never even filed for workers' compensation. He's had two back surgeries. And we, you know, we analyzed the situation. We said, well, first of all, you're absolutely entitled to workers' compensation. So we got him a workers' comp lawyer because lawyers cannot do everything. There are very specific workers' comp lawyers that we use, a couple firms out there that we think really highly of. We refer the cases to them. We refer the clients. The clients are happy. And that's a separate case. Workers' comp will cover your medical benefits. It'll cover your lost wages. It can also get you a lump sum, you know, if you're classified with a permanent injury. And then we'll handle the third-party case. Who's responsible? What third party is responsible for your accident? How did the accident happen? Who should pay? So if you have a case like that, you need to consult with an attorney. You know, consultations are so important. Same way you would consult with a doctor, same way you would bring your car to a mechanic and you'd want to hear what they have to say. If you have a potential case, seek out a lawyer. I mean, if you don't know one, you know, go to the website and Google if you want, or, you know, ask around. Really, the best source of referral that we believe in is word of mouth. Every single day we get a referral. And when I say, where did it come from? They say, well, it came from John Smith. It came from Tony Campos. It came from Bobby Jones. And they were all prior clients or people who know your reputation. We've got referrals from judges. People said, well, this judge, or most importantly, and this is amazing, we try a lot of cases. We're in court every day. Ken Mangano, my partner, New York State super lawyer, 7 years running, considered one of the best trial lawyers in all New York State. He tries cases, and he tries cases in front of a jury. And inevitably, after every trial he does, a juror calls him, gets, you know, remembers his name, remembers his phone number, says, hey, I had an accident, or my relative was in an accident, or my friend was in an accident. Would you look at his case? Would you consider his case? Or he's got a case pending and he's got a lawyer and he doesn't think the lawyer is doing the right thing. And that happens a lot, too. And, you know, even for those cases, we give people free consultations. Everybody's entitled to a second opinion. And I don't mind if somebody second guesses me, as, you know, I know what I'm doing. I know the advice I'm giving them. But listen, folks, if you have a case, you have one case. You're going to want to know, is your lawyer doing the right thing? And to me, I know 99% of the time when people do their diligence and they double check on the work that we're doing at Farrow, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar, that they're going to find out that we're doing the right thing. But sometimes lawyers aren't. Sometimes lawyers are in over their heads. You know, just this week I had a consultation with two women and really, really nice folks. And they were referred by my process server. My process server is amazing, and One World Judicial, and she referred a case over to us. And remember, to me, that's a tremendous compliment as well. My process server probably does work for, you know, dozens and dozens of law firms, but she refers to us quite often, and I hope her other clients don't get annoyed. But, you know, she knows that the type of service that we provide, the hands-on, the one-on-one, the free consultation, is something that she's comfortable, you know, referring her colleagues and her friends and family to. So we sat with these two women. The woman was in a car at a red light, an elderly gentleman, but not old, just older than her. I'm not sure what he does for a living, but she said he was wearing scrubs, but wasn't a doctor. And he rear-ended her. And the damage, she was in a big 7 Series BMW. Damage was not significant to her car, more significant to his. She was injured. She hit her head. She had a concussion. And, you know, that was the extent of her injury, a concussion. So most people say, well, it's a concussion. How could you have a case? And she has a lawyer, and the lawyer hasn't been very responsive to her. And she just wanted to come in, and she actually called me and just wanted to ask me some questions over the phone. And we gave her a free consultation. I just sat with her for about 45 minutes in my office, went over everything, went over insurance policy limits, and then started asking her about this concussion. Because in New York State, you have to prove that you have a serious physical injury in order to pursue a case in court. One of the ways you prove it is to show that your normal life activities were changed for the first 90 of 180 days after an accident. She missed 7 months of work. I'm not sure that her current lawyer knew that met the threshold or beat the threshold, but it absolutely did. And she sustained a significant concussion, and she's going through all kinds of treatment, something I had never even heard of, which was a special concussion therapy treatment. There's only a couple concussion units here on Long Island where you can get real treatment for concussions and neurological injuries. vestibular therapy, it was called, and pretty intense. And so we broke everything down, and I looked at her insurance policy, and I realized, hey, you know what? You do have a case. And if the defendant doesn't have enough insurance, I looked at her policy. You have $250,000 of coverage in the event that he doesn't have enough coverage for you. So we sat down, we talked about it, told her what I could do, and you know, she said, hey, can I switch lawyers? Can you handle my case? And you know, to me, that's, you know, that's a great reward. I mean, it's not the biggest case in the world, but this woman has one case. She wasn't getting the answers that she wanted from her lawyer. She wasn't getting the attention. And she said in those 45 minutes, I was able to enlighten her and educate her more than her attorney had been able to do for the last 14 months. As she was sort of, you know, in a cloud and didn't know what was going on. So I'm happy to take her case, happy to try to represent her. I don't know what the outcome will be, but I do know this. At the end of the day, she'll know that she hired the right firm. So once again, you're listening to Because Justice Matters. Give us a call, 631-581-9494. Once again, 631-581-9494. You can reach us 24 hours a day and leave a message, and we'll get right back to you. We'll be back after the break. Thanks.